Again, it's good to see you this morning, and I think Brother Mark has handed out a paper, and some songs are on that paper. And so I put my message together this morning and incorporated some of the songs that we have with the message and the stories. So this morning, if you would open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. A word of prayer before we begin to read. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of life, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that, again, we've mentioned several times in the last several weeks, Lord, we're thankful that we still set a day aside to recognize that you came into this earth. Lord, as we mentioned, we don't believe you were born this day or on Christmas Day, but dear Lord, you came. And dear Lord, you have affected and changed the hearts of men down through the generations. And dear Heavenly Father, in our generation and our time, I'm thankful that one day you changed my heart and you talked to my mind and changed me, dear Heavenly Father. And put your love and your care within us, dear Lord, and we're thankful for that. And dear Heavenly Father, most of all, you give us a hope beyond this world, dear Lord, a hope of heaven, dear Lord, a hope of being able to dwell with Christ all of our days, dear Lord, in eternity, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, that's our desire. So, Lord, we ask you to be with us this morning, dear Lord, as we look into the story of your birth, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, there's so many things that kind of in the background of the message, dear Lord, that we can glean on, dear Heavenly Father, and we can just meditate on the things of God, dear Lord. And we're thankful for those spiritual applications that are applied. And, dear Lord, we ask you to be with each and every one that's here this morning. Dear Lord, you know the hearts of each and every one of us. Dear Heavenly Father, as we may mention it through the message, dear Lord, you allowed us to be made with a spot in our soul, a spot in our heart, dear Heavenly Father, that cannot be filled with anything in this world. You have reserved it for yourself and yourself only. And dear Heavenly Father, when we accept you into our life, dear Lord, you fill that spot and you give us that joy, that peace, that love, that contentment. Dear Heavenly Father, regardless of what turmoil is going on around the world and the families and the conditions of our life, dear Heavenly Father, you can give us that peace and contentment. We're thankful for that, dear Lord. And dear Heavenly Father, our purpose this morning, if there's anyone that's here that doesn't truly know you, that doesn't truly have an experience with Christ, dear Lord, that you allow your spirit to speak to each heart, that you'll open up their minds and their eyes, dear Heavenly Father, that they may see. The woman in Samaria that went to the town, and after you spent several days with them, they told the woman, the people of the town told the woman, "Woman, we don't believe because of what you said. We believe because we've experienced this ourselves, dear Lord." And dear Heavenly Father, that's our desire, to get people to experience the love of Christ in their own heart. So, Lord, we ask you to be with us as we open up the Word of God this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that you just bless each and every one of us. Give us a good holiday time, dear Heavenly Father, for Christmas and New Year's. Protect us and bless us. Help us to remember that Jesus came to die for our sins, dear Lord. So we ask you to bless each and every one of us. Anoint the message. Anoint me that I'll bring as you would have us to. In Jesus' name, amen. In Luke chapter 2, going to do a little bit of reading here, kind of easier to read some of the story than try to tell about it. And we're going to pick up in verse 1. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxation was first made in Cyrenius, of governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and peace, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, and the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. For they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and a babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Beautiful story. That God allowed some people to see this and to experience the birth of Christ. And we see back in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah was a prophet. The prophets back in them time, they predicted the coming of time. They predicted things in the future. And Isaiah the prophet is probably, I always mention a lot of times, I don't know if I have any favorite verses, but this is probably one of my favorites I enjoy. For Isaiah said one time, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We're going to sing the first song. You have a paper there. We're just going to sing one of the verses, not all the song. The first song is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, page 41 in your songbook, or these are the same words in the paper. Hark the As is already, I believe, mentioned, in the history of the world, there is no greater event than this. I want to sometimes try to get us to understand and comprehend that. If we can get anything that you can understand this morning, there is no event in the history of the world that is any greater, that will make any significant change in human beings' life, than the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing. I know in our time, I can't go back all the history of everything, but in our time, we think about the end, and people say the end of World War I, the end of World War II, things that were wonderful, or this happened and that happened, famous people. But there's not one thing in the world that will make an impact in people's lives as the birth of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ being born into this world, then if he wasn't born in this world, he came for a purpose. He came for one purpose. He left all of heaven's glory and came to live into this world for one purpose, to die on a cross. He knew that when he left heaven to be born as a child, he would have to die on a cross. That was his purpose. I believe Sister Ann, I was thinking as she was talking a little bit, a lot of the thoughts she gets through my message. And that plan was made before God said back in Genesis, let there be light. The plan was already set in place. Nothing in the world is ever any more important than Christ. Amen. Without Christ being born, there is no salvation. Amen. Without Christ being born, no one can make heaven. For Christ to be born and then Christ to make out the plan of salvation, to die on the cross, that opened up a gate for salvation. That opened up an opportunity for us to live for all eternity. He died that we may live. And I was thinking there again, as she mentioned something, he died to give us salvation, but he died that we may live. You like to live? I thank God that I told the saints many times here, every time I go to God in prayer, I thank God for another day of life. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. I'm thankful to have the strength to get up and go and to do the things that I enjoy, to enjoy nature. I enjoy living. But there's going to come a day where this body is going to lay down into the ground. This body is going to cease from living. But because of Christ, I can continue to live. Because of Christ, if I accept Jesus Christ in my life, if I accept Him as my Savior and my Lord, I can continue to live for all eternity. And thank God, not in this body. Because I don't want to live in this body for all eternity. There's not probably many of us here that don't have problems, aches, pain, headaches, whatever. Thank God He said, I'm going to give you a new body. I'm going to give you a body that won't get worn out. A body that won't be saddened. A body that won't be in turmoil or any pain. I'm going to give you a new body, a heavenly body. Christ is the reason for the salvation. Let's sing the next song. Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and I read to you what Isaiah said, and one word that I always enjoy, Isaiah said, His name shall be called Wonderful. Why? Why is His name be called Wonderful? The most thing that Jesus Christ did is, as I mentioned, He died to set you and I free. The Bible lets us know that every man that comes to an age of accountability, every man and woman that comes to an age of accountability, the Bible says they will travel the path of sin. We will take that path. He says there's no other way. You'll take that path of sin. And when sin comes into our lives, it separates us from God. It puts a division there. We cannot have a relationship with God. And if we die in those sins, the Bible says, where I am, you cannot come. As I think Brother Bert said, there's two places we have to go, heaven or hell. But Isaiah said, His name shall be called Wonderful. Does the world really understand Jesus? Does the world really understand that Jesus died that you and I can go free? And when He died on the cross, if we can understand that, if we can come to a place to remember that or recognize that, And we ask for forgiveness and ask Jesus to come into that place that I mentioned before when He made us. Jesus made a spot down in here that cannot be filled with anything in the world. You can go on every vacation. You can make any happiness. You can be around people. You can be around family. It cannot fill that spot that Christ made. And when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, He fills that place. And we recognize that word of being wonderful. Amen. He frees us from sin. He frees us from the penalty of sin. Yeah. As I mentioned, it's been mentioned, Jesus tells us there's two places we go after death. One heaven or one hell. Jesus had a set of parents. But they weren't His biological parents. He had a mother and He had a father. The Bible lets us know that Mary was due with a child. We read there that the angels talked to Mary, some very another scripture there, that the angels came and told Mary, they said, you're going to have a child. Now, you have to understand, this was over 2,000 years ago when this event happened. He said, you're going to have a child. And she said, how can that be possible? I've never known a man. I don't have a husband. She goes, the child you're going to be born with is of the Holy Ghost. And also the Lord came to Joseph. After a little while, Joseph seen that Mary was due with a child. She started to show she was pregnant, and he was concerned. And because back in those times, if they would have found out that they weren't married, they would have stoned them. They would have taken them out and stoned them for fornication. That was the law. So the Lord came and he talked to Joseph also, and he told him, be not afraid to take Mary as your wife. For she is pregnant with the Holy Ghost, a child, Jesus Christ. And the Bible lets us know that Mary and Joseph did get married, but he never knew Mary until after they were after Jesus was born. They never had a relationship between a husband and wife until after Jesus was born, and that was a salvation of them not to be killed that way. But he let Mary and Joseph know that they would be due with a child, and they also told him the name. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The next song we have there, I don't have any music, and I forgot to bring my phone out. I asked Sister Ann to help me. This very song that Sister Ann sings, but help me with it, and you can sing along with us. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. We won't sing that. We won't sing that fast last part there. The words, Jesus. 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 There's something about that name.
Absolutely, yes.
The angels told Mary and Joseph, you shall have a son and you shall call his name Jesus. And the Bible says also they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God with us. God with us. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the great I Am. When Moses was on the mountain back there in the Old Testament and he was face to face with God, and God gave him the Ten Commandments, or he gave him the desire or the commandment to go and to free his people from Israel, and Moses asked God a question, who do I say they sent me? Who do I tell them sent me? And God told him, I am that I am. You tell them I sent you. Jesus Christ was the I Am. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
He's the Savior of the world. He is the Word of God. He was in the very beginning of time. And in John chapter 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
He created everything you see. I was telling my oldest grandson back there a few weeks ago. We were talking about God a little bit. I said, everything you see, God has created. He created the heavens. He created the waters. He's created the skies, the sun, the moon, the stars, all the animals. And he created you and I. He created all these things that we can see, and He created the things that you cannot see. Those things that are invisible, those things that are not invisible. He created all those things. I looked it up a little bit this morning about Adam. Adam says 5 million atoms could fit into a pinhead. And in a nucleus of an atom is 10,000 times smaller than an atom. You and I, we can't see that atom with our naked eye. God created it. And it goes on down from there and there. And God created the body and the workings and all that. God created everything. God said, He says, I put men up, I bring men down. I'm the one that puts men in the positions. I'm the one that can remove them positions. God created everything. He is the ruler of the world. It said that when we read about Isaiah, He said His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He created all things. Amen. But you know what He desires? He desires to live in your heart.
Amen.
Sister Carol mentioned that the saints from Hagerstown were in the Philippines. Brother Doug and Sister Julie and their family went, and Brother Brian, Sister Charlie and their family went. I don't know if any other ones went. All their families went and all. But He's over there in the Philippines with them right at this very moment. He's with the saints in Florida, in New York, in Australia. And He's with you and I right here. All the things that God created, He created them for you and I. But He desires to live here. He desires, He came into this world for a purpose, to live in your heart and my heart. What are your thoughts about Christ? What is your thoughts about Christ? The Bible lets us know that one day we will stand before Jesus. You know that? The Bible says that every soul that has ever been born upon the face of the earth one day will stand before Christ. And the Bible says that every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess that He is Lord and Savior. But you know what He wants? He wants you to do that today. He wants you to serve Him today. He wants you to recognize Him as your Savior, as your Lord, as your guide, as your counselor, as your Prince of Peace. He desires for you to recognize that so that He can do good things. Brother Danny mentioned that as Jesus lived, He never did one cross thing. He never had to come back and apologize. He never made any mistakes, but they hated Him and they wanted to kill Him for it. He wants to do nothing but good for you and I. That's the purpose that He came. To live in our hearts, to give us that peace, that contentment, to go through life and have an enjoyable life in this world and have a life after this. What is your thoughts about Christ? And the Bible lets us know there are some kings that came to search out this child. I was thinking as we did sing the song, there was a thought in the song that we sang. The first one, I think. You don't have to turn there, I'm just going to read it. And as we were singing this song, and you remember the story of the kings, that they were following a star. I think it was the second one. It says, and they looked up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far. And this is the part that caught my attention. To the earth it gave great light. And so it continues both day and night. It's not a physical star out there today, but Christ is still shining. Christ is still shining upon this earth. He's still shining in the people's hearts that they'll accept Him, in their lives that they'll recognize Him.
Amen.
We'll sing the last song on here, Beautiful Star. Place where Jesus lay.
Bethlehem shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory's done. O give us the light to light the way into a land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Are we worshiping Christ as a baby? Or are we worshiping Christ as the Lord? He made a difference in this world.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was born in an obscure village, the child of a virgin woman. He grew up still in another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. And then for 3 years, he was a traveling preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He had never had a family. He never owned a house. He never went to college. He never visited the big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He'd done none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through a mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothes and the only property he had on earth. And when he was dead, they laid him in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone. And today, Jesus is the center figure of the human race.
Amen.
The leader of mankind's progress. Of all the armies that have ever marched, of all the navies that have ever sailed, of all the parliaments that have ever sat, of all the kings that have ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of mankind on earth as much as that one solitary life, Jesus Christ. He's the central figure of mankind.
Amen.
One day we will be asked, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? It's been 2,000 years ago since that star shined in the sky. 2,000 years ago since those wise men started following that star, and they looked there, and as I read in that song book, it gave great light to the earth. But we didn't see the flocks of people coming to that place. 2,000 years ago since that star appeared. It's been 2,000 years ago since the angels came to those shepherd boys on the hill and proclaimed that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is born into the world. That led men to our Savior Jesus Christ. Today, that light is still shining. The light of the gospel.
Amen. Thank
the
Lord.
The light of the gospel is still shining out there, and it cannot be dimmed. It cannot be hindered. It cannot be put out. The light of the gospel is still shining for those that have a desire to search out Jesus Christ. To look for a Savior, to look for a help, to look for something that they need and they're missing in their life. The gospel of Christ is still there. Say, how do I find him? Start reading the word. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Start reading the word. Today, there's still a light. There's still a message that is leading men and women to Christ. The prophet Jeremiah says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. I ask you, when's the last time you sat and meditated, thought, talked, prayed, considered Jesus in your life? When's the last time you thought about Jesus Christ? When's the last time you thought about your own life going forward without Jesus Christ? When's the last time you spent days, maybe for 5 minutes, considering Christ? I'll let you know every day that you wake up and every day you go through this earth and every day you lay down, He's right there beside you. Wanting, Brother Burt made a comment in his testimony. He came knocking one more time. Every day he's, I want to be a part of your life. I want to come in. I want to live with you. I want to help you. I want to help you, give you peace through this life. And when you leave this old world, I want to take you to heaven. That's what my desire is. Jeremiah said, and the day that you seek me and find me is the day that you shall search for me with all of your heart. I thank God that we still recognize Christmas. I don't know if there's probably some places in the world, but for the majority of the world, Christmas is still recognized in some little form or another. And with all the excitement of Christmas and the lights and the gifts and the family and all those, don't forget Christ. Don't forget Jesus Christ loves you, not just tomorrow. Not just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Jesus doesn't love you just those days, but He loves you every single day of the year, 365 days. There again, as I started out my message, I was thinking what Brother Burt sings. You know, in a couple, another week or so, we might sing Christmas songs another couple more days, maybe through the New Year's. Then after that, things change. We go back. And as Brother Burt mentioned, that song just touched my heart. I forgot the title, but what was it? Let Peace. It Is Well With My Soul. And I think we sing that song all through the year, time and time. And what a blessing. It is well with my soul that I know I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You have a relationship with Christ this morning? If you don't, would you like to have a relationship with Christ? Would you like to? You know, the devil may sit on your shoulder and say, you know, you don't have time. You don't have, that's not a part of your life. But you can say that, Lord, I remember a minister stood here one time. She asked a different question. But I ask you, and I'm not even going to ask you to do what she did. I ask you to answer it right now. Would you like Christ to be a part of your life? You can answer that right here in your mind. You don't have to answer it by raising your hand. Would you like Christ? Because see, He knows your mind. He knows your thoughts. He knows everything that you think about, concerned about. He knows all those things. And if you would say, you know, Lord, Jesus, I want you to be a part of my life one day. He can start making the wheels turn to help you to come to a place of salvation. I ask you to accept Christ today. Not only today, but every day for the rest of your lives. And I wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. And that God will bless your families throughout the next several days. Give you a wonderful Happy New Year. And invite you back next Sunday. And the Sunday after that, and the Sunday after that, and the Sunday after that, that God may bless you. May the Lord bless you as we have a song.
Let's open our psalm book and turn to page 46. Page 46.
Oh.
Yes, praise God.